This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. When to involve HR in a difficult workplace conversation. Knowing when to call HR can be the difference between resolution and regret. In short, involving HR in a difficult workplace conversation at the right moment protects everyone. Call them in too late and the damage is done. Call them in too early and you have formalized something that could have been repaired quietly. The six signs below tell you exactly where you stand. Definition: involve HR conversation refers to the decision to bring human resources into a difficult workplace discussion, either for guidance, mediation, or formal intervention. It is the process of escalating beyond direct interpersonal resolution when the situation carries legal, safety or policy dimensions that require institutional support. Someone I worked alongside once told me she had handled everything fine. The difficult conversation with her direct report had gone as well as these things go. She had been clear. She had listened. She had followed up. 6 weeks later, HR called her in. The employee had filed a formal grievance, not because she had done anything wrong, but because she had handled it entirely alone, with no documentation, no witness, and no awareness that the situation had crossed a threshold where involve HR conversation was no longer optional. She had missed the signs. Most people do. The trouble is that these signs rarely feel dramatic. They feel like ordinary difficulty, just a bit more uncomfortable than usual. When you're in the middle of a hard workplace conversation, the last thing you want is to escalate it. Escalation feels like failure. It feels like admitting you cannot handle your own problems. So people push through, and the situation quietly moves past the point of informal repair. After 6 decades of difficult conversations, I have learned to recognize when the ground has shifted. Here is what to look for. 6 signs you have passed the point of handling this alone. 1. You have already had this conversation more than once. What it looks like: you have addressed the same behavior or issue with the same person 2 or more times, clearly and directly, and nothing has changed. Why it happens: people often mistake repetition for persistence. In fact, repeating a conversation that has not worked is not persistence. It is a signal that the current approach has reached its limit. The issue may be deeper than either party can resolve directly. Why it matters: continued informal attempts without progress create a paper trail of failure, not resolution. They also expose you to claims that the issue was never properly addressed. What to do: before your next attempt, consult HR informally. You are not filing a complaint, you are asking for guidance. Most HR teams will help you decide whether another direct conversation makes sense or whether a more structured process is needed. Here is the truth of it: a conversation that has failed twice is not the same conversation repeated. It is a different problem entirely. 2. There is a real power imbalance in the room. What it looks like: one person in the conversation has significant authority over the other's employment, salary, or day-to-day working conditions. The person with less power is visibly reluctant to speak, agrees too quickly, or follows up later with a very different account of what was decided. Why it happens: power shapes what people feel they can safely say. When your livelihood depends on staying in someone's good books, honest dialogue becomes almost impossible. The conversation may look resolved. It rarely is. Why it matters: decisions made under a power imbalance without a neutral third party present are vulnerable. The less powerful person may later claim they felt coerced, and without documentation or a witness, it is very difficult to dispute that. Knowing how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's work is valuable, but not sufficient when power is a factor. What to do: request that a neutral HR representative sit in, not to take sides, but to ensure the process is fair and documented. Frame it to both parties as standard practice, not an accusation. The strongest conversations I have witnessed in workplaces always had someone in the room whose only job was to keep the ground level. 3. The conversation involves an allegation, even an informal one. What it looks like: someone has said, in any form, that they were treated unfairly, discriminated against, harassed, or made to feel unsafe. Even if they say, "I'm not making a formal complaint," the words have been spoken. Why it happens: people often test the water informally before deciding whether to proceed. They may not even realize they are crossing a threshold by saying it out loud. Why it matters: this is the most important sign on this list, and the one people most consistently underestimate. Once an allegation has been voiced, continuing without HR involvement exposes both you and the organisation to serious risk. Good intentions do not substitute for proper process. What to do? Stop the conversation. Tell the person calmly that you want to make sure this is handled properly, and that means bringing HR in. Do not try to resolve it informally to spare everyone the discomfort. I have made the mistake of thinking I could handle an allegation quietly and protect everyone involved. It protected no one. 4. You are starting to document what the other person says. What it looks like. You find yourself making notes after conversations, saving emails, or logging dates and incidents because something in you knows you may need them later. Why it happens. Your instincts are working even when your conscious mind has not caught up. Documentation is a sign you believe this situation may escalate. Why it matters. This is the counterintuitive sign on this list. Most people think documentation is a sensible precaution. It is. But the moment you start doing it, you have already decided this situation is serious. If it is serious enough to document, it is serious enough to involve HR. What to do? Take your notes to HR. Use them as the basis for an informal consultation. Ask whether what you're observing constitutes a pattern worth formally recording. The deal method for resolving conflict that fracture team cohesion can help you structure what you bring to that meeting. If you're keeping score, the game has already changed. 5. One party has expressed fear of retaliation. What it looks like. Someone directly says they are worried about consequences for speaking up, or they agree to everything in the meeting and then go quiet, withdraw, or begin working around the person they raised the issue with. Why it happens. Fear of retaliation is rational in many workplaces. It does not require bad intent from anyone. It simply reflects a realistic read of power and consequences. Why it matters. When someone fears retaliation, no direct conversation will produce honest outcomes. The person will manage the conversation rather than participate in it. Understanding how unmet needs drive team conflict can clarify why this fear has surfaced, but it will not resolve the structural safety concern. What to do? HR involvement is not optional here. The person needs to know there is a formal process protecting them. Without that assurance, you are asking them to trust goodwill over structure, and that is too much to ask. 6. The conversation has already broken down once during a meeting. What it looks like. Voices were raised. Someone walked out. The conversation ended without agreement, and one or both parties left clearly distressed. Now neither person wants to reopen it. Why it happens. Once a conversation breaks down in front of others, the social stakes rise sharply. Both parties become concerned with how they appeared. The issue itself becomes secondary to managing the damage. How to handle conflict during meetings addresses the moment itself. Once the breakdown has happened, a different intervention is needed. Why it matters. Attempting another direct conversation after a visible breakdown, without support, often makes things worse. Neither party feels safe enough to be genuinely honest. What to do? Do not push for another direct conversation immediately. Contact HR and ask whether mediation or a structured process would serve better. The bridge method for rebuilding relationships after a genuine breakdown is worth knowing, but even that requires a stable enough foundation to stand on first. The pattern underneath these signs. Each of these 6 signs looks different on the surface, but they share a common route. The informal conversation has exhausted its capacity to produce a safe and honest outcome. The issue is no longer just interpersonal. It has acquired legal, structural, or psychological dimensions that a direct one-to-one conversation, however skillfully handled, cannot resolve alone. The mistake most people make is treating HR involvement as a last resort, something you do when everything has failed. In reality, it is a resource for specific situations, and arriving too late costs far more than the discomfort of calling early. Understanding how to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense conversation will help you handle the conversations that belong in your own hands. Knowing when that is no longer enough is a different skill entirely. A quick diagnostic. Where does your situation stand? Work through these statements honestly. Answer yes or no to each. The same issue has been raised in conversation more than once without resolution. One person in the conversation has formal authority over the other's employment. A word like unfair, uncomfortable, or unsafe has been used. Even casually, you have started keeping notes or saving messages related to this situation. Someone has mentioned, in any form, that they are worried about consequences. A previous conversation ended badly, with visible distress or a breakdown in dialogue. You feel unsure whether what you have witnessed crosses a formal policy line, scoring 0 to 1 yes. This is a direct conversation. Handle it yourself, and consider the deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues who refuse to cooperate for structure 2 to 3 yes. Consult HR informally before your next move. Get their read. You do not need to file anything. You need a clearer view of where you stand. 4 or more yes. HR involvement is not a question. The conversation has moved into territory that requires formal support. Contact HR before you say another word to either party. Your first move from here. If this diagnostic tells you it is time to involve HR, the first move is not a formal complaint. It is a consultation. Most HR teams welcome the early conversation. You call. You describe what you have observed. You ask what the appropriate next step is. You bring your notes if you have them. Go in with specifics, not feelings. On 3 separate occasions in the past month, this person raised their voice during a one-to-one conversation and refused to acknowledge the concern I raised is useful. Things feel tense, and I'm not sure what to do is not. And prepare yourself for the conversation to become more formal once HR is in it. That is not a failure. When a situation needs structure, structure is a kindness to everyone involved. The goal was always resolution. HR is sometimes the only road that gets you there. This much I know for certain: the people who recognize when to involve HR in a difficult workplace conversation are not the ones who have given up. They are the ones who respect the process enough to use it properly. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. When should you involve HR in a difficult workplace conversation? You should involve HR when the conversation involves legal risk, a significant power imbalance, repeated failed attempts at direct resolution, or any allegation of harassment or misconduct. If you feel unsafe or believe the matter may escalate to formal complaint, HR must be part of the process from the start. Is it a mistake to involve HR too early in a conflict? Yes, bringing HR in before attempting direct resolution can escalate a manageable situation, damage trust between colleagues, and make informal repair much harder. Most interpersonal conflicts are better handled through direct conversation first, with HR as a resource when that fails or where formal risk is present. What are the signs a difficult conversation needs HR involvement? Key signs include repeated failed conversations, a clear power imbalance preventing honest dialogue, allegations of policy violations or misconduct, one party feeling unsafe, documentation of a pattern of behaviour, and any situation where retaliation is a realistic concern. These signs mean the conversation has moved past informal resolution. Can involving HR make a workplace conflict worse? It can, particularly if the situation was resolvable informally. Once HR is formally involved, conversations become documented proceedings. That formality changes how both parties behave and can harden positions that might otherwise soften. Use HR when the situation genuinely requires it, not as a first response to discomfort. How do you prepare before involving HR in a conversation? Write down specific incidents with dates, behaviours, and their impact before contacting HR. Be clear about what outcome you need, not just what upset you. HR responds to documented patterns and clear requests, not to venting. The more concrete your account, the more useful the process becomes. What is the difference between HR support and HR escalation? HR support means consulting HR informally for guidance on how to handle a conversation yourself. HR escalation means formally reporting an issue for investigation or intervention. You can seek HR support without triggering a formal process. Knowing the difference lets you get help early without prematurely formalizing a situation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.